Brothers and sisters in the Lord. Our today's Bible reading will be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 14, verse 8 to 13. Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 to 13.
Go on.
It reads, when Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them, and they feared greatly. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord. Verse 11, they said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have to take us away to die in the wilderness? We have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt. Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. Verse 13. And Moses said to the Lord, and Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation to the Lord, which he will work for you today, for the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
And I wish all of us happy birthday. We have been glad to be on the topic that you see on my head. Don't give up. What I say? Don't give up. The Bible that we have read now is a familiar double fast that we are all familiar with. For those that are not going to be in, see from Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to Joseph, to Jacob of Israel. Jacob is not the word of Egypt. But it's not the story we're looking at it now. What we look at is that these people are like you today. They passed through something that was so painful, that in bondage, that being oppressed, God had a cry. Exodus chapter 7 says that God was had the cry of who of children of Israel. And God said, as surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've had that cry because I have passed through master, for I know their sorrow. This is not the world that God knows what our pains, He knows our sorrows, He knows what we are going through. In life, each of us will inevitably face difficulties, no matter how small it may be. One way or the other, it might be financial constraint, it might be loss of loved ones, it might be family conflicts, it might be tormented illness, whether our friend being deserted or abandoned. We've seen a brother in the Church of Christ in our country. When the friend abandoned him, that is what abandoned him because he gave his life to Christ. We are coming from Muslim side. And one of the parents said that he prayed for his son, he prayed for anything and the world and deserted him. But the brethren took him up and took him through the days of the school before he finished up. I don't know your position, but I don't know where you will find yourself in that shoe. So our friend, our brother, resigned for us. Even our job, we have a setback. These are things of life that we experience. And today, we also are going through one thing or the other. One thing that I'm so sure is that this consolation is that Christ said, the word of God said what is the common thing that happened to what? To man. For example, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. It said, every trial or temptation that we are passing through, there are common things that happen to God, to man, not plants, not anything, but to everyone that was born of woman. So what I try to pray today, it will not be what the last moment. There is time praying for every situation. I don't know how long God may be. I don't know how long man may be. Seeing me good like this doesn't mean that I'm not passing through anything. I may be in tears, even though no, but they are speak out. And they will not say God, the rich man's what? Cry. They will have their own money. They will not have their mind. They will have their own money, but they will have the secret that they are facing. So this is all about what? About life. What we are going through right now, it might either be death of somebody or loved one or whatsoever. The book of Ezekiel chapter 14 are told us something here. They have these troubles. They have 20 bodies. God had a cry. He said, God looks for some word to deliver them. At the point of believing, you know, face what? Tribulation. At the point of victory, they are letting what? Tribulation. No matter how it will be. But what happened in that verse 13, 10 verse 10 says that they were asking questions. And they were praying to God in Egypt or to die. They knew that they were going to die. But then they were going to die and die dead. When the problem will not be seen. Even when the child went that they said, pray for us. I want them to see what? The body is pressing. Not that it's thrown away or not lost. But I want to see what? The body. That's what Jesus was saying. Is there no prayer for me in the land of Egypt for me to die? I'll be high, said something to God like that. Now, I have a question. Why did we not out of Egypt? We are comfortable there without being in. Yes, we may say that. Why did we not out of Egypt? We are comfortable where I am. Why do we need from the position where I am to this position? Why do we need me there? God of the devil we face in the front. We feel that our back, our people's state is so bad as what the new one we are facing. That was the story of the children of Israel. When they reached the Red Sea, the structure of Israel, the Egyptian coming behind them. What are the people to this all suffering? These are the victories we are looking for. These are the victories we are looking for. Yes, we want that same stage after that. The victory, the deliverance is not what I am expecting to. But you have to pass through that route to get that victory. To achieve that thing, you may pass that same, even more proper time. And we have seen the book of Luke, Christ told us, we said, out of 100 sheep, one got lost. He left at 9 and went out to what? The one soul. He came with what? With kindness. We are lucky, please, come back home. That's how Christ is what? His lordship. For what? For him to have salvation. But when that was thinking about his lost one, does he call it that? He said he runs what the running lion. You see, he created a horse to destroy us. That is what the devil, Christ and God and the enemy and devil. When Christ was seeking you to call him back, he comes with what? Countless of mind and kindness. Lucky. Please, leave all the things you are doing, come back home. It's giving me assurance to trust him again to have my salvation. But everyone like that, but not losing anything. He's not losing anything. For us to leave our comfort zone to serve God, we must bear the cross. And God came, there is not happy to see all being delivered from the power of that prayer to the power of life. So he came into work with a message of the ruling. The sound at it happened in Nigeria. What was the bomb blast? Those that are at the middle of that bomb blast, remember it to tell story. Those that are far away, sometimes till now they are not even here. So you don't understand what the sound of what? Of a part of a blast. So that was the thing to encounter in the life of Christ. He wanted to come back home. That is the trumpet life. We are rather sure of that. We have to show that there is always a trouble to everyone in life. But we must always be rest assured that the Lord of God will deliver us. When we become this, we need to become limited and weak in our approach and attitude. And looking in God. Yes, it happens to everyone, it happens to me. Praying now, I'm praying, Lord of heaven, as a man fighting like this now, I'm a brother of heaven, what should I do? What should I do? To make a decision. But never, I have not wanted to think of anything but a negative thought. We are not me. Don't throw the cross. I remember when my own siblings died. My father is a preacher. He was baptized and walked. come to him, he said, "Daddy, come on, why are you crying? You are saying you have to others to everyone when they love their own son or their brother, their wife. You will still pray to him, please be calm and down." He said, "That God give my father a courage and a commitment to stand on what from his chair." So it can happen to what? To anyone. So when you are a good God, when you all know before is lost, we must be whatever give up. We mustn't give up. That is the middle point there. Whatever so may be, we must not give up. It might take time, I am not God. And let's say we have that we cannot sit behind us or something within a front a distant point like this. But there's something that's so beyond, and that's God. And now we have to call upon him and pray to him. We will not retreat, no surrender. I don't want someone to dream like that, no retreat, no surrender. But that is not happening to soldiers when they are the ones. They are not going to surrender their life and they are not going to walk to retreat. So we have to walk, move on. They keep on walking, fighting to have victory. Then, I will say the analogy between Christ and God and the devil, that Christ seek for the lordship with soft voice and calmness, placing trust in us without the word to save us. While the devil seek with loud voice and anger, placing fear in us to God to destroy us. But God knows we are going through a difficult time, but don't be afraid because God's power is stronger than what? Any storm. God's power is stronger than what? Any storm, any trial, any difficulty you are what? We are facing. And the answer will know that. No matter how good may be, you know, I mean, I'm not passing through it. Whoever has passed through right now is not going for it. No, there are no one to say why. Why should it be me? But when you come to something like a victory, it should be me. But when you come to something like a tired temptation, it should not be me. Why should it be me? Why not when I judge? Why is there no victory? Something glorious. You want to what? Have that. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And we need to work on that. We have an example in the scriptures about the man of the world, issue of blood. 20 years. Flowing of blood. He was courageous. He had in his mind that if I touch the habit of Christ, I'll be healed. That's 20 years. He says he has spent all our livelihood. How much have you spent in your trouble? Your fortune is not have you give it out. This woman has got a decision to hospital, to doctor, to GP. Yeah. That I'm having this flow. They threw out the test, everything they could not see solution. He has left us. Let all this flow. When you have a problem, you look for anything to go and solve it. If you have 10 houses, she has sold your house. If you have 10 cars, she has sold 10 cars to solve it. But there was no one, no solution. The whole woman said, she said to herself, "If only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well." She now came from behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her flow ceased. She might be in tears. She might be in pain. So I don't want to hear him because she might be smelling. She might be smelling. They may want to design, they want to run to gain. It's a castle. But she doesn't bother in his life. She keep on having the God, the hope that one day I will be healed. She never give up. 12 good years. I can't tell you the story of here, but I can tell you the one that is with me. My mother is still today now. She was on her pain for over 20 years. He has been a lot of drugs, a lot of water, a lot of chemicals, and everything to heal the leg. Doctor said this first time she will never walk again in her life. That's about 10 years ago that she will never walk in her life. That's her today. When she doesn't realize it's better for her, you don't call you have the money. You don't have the money. But you don't feel the happiness before any other time comes in. 20 good years. I don't know of yours. Sometimes only 2 or 1 week now, you are not comfortable. The other story in the scripture, a man with vanity for 38 years. Remember the story very well? In the book of Bethesda, John 5:2-7, he was there with his sickness. Hoping that one day he will be healed. He tried to crawl in there, but the principle is that once the angel entered into the water and said it, before the going in there, he'll be healed. He can't walk. He has to go. They are doing the holy ready. Even as the people of God are prepared to go in. So in not going to come, but he stayed there. Hope that what? He will have salvation. Hope that what? He will be healed. He never give up. There is a glory to this thing. Move on, don't be tired. Lord Jesus, understand. He shall be well. Move on, don't be frightened. Lord Jesus, understand. He shall be well. This is a consolation song. Okay, then. Move on, don't be frightened. For Jesus, understand. He shall be well. Let's keep on moving on. It is well. Christ understood. God understood. And the Lord has given us what? The victory. I'm not going to give to you, but I knew the word of God to encourage you. But if I'm wearing the shoe, I also be what? Will be down. But the human. Doctors, the chief patient, am I right? Are they not going to sick? The first thing, even the whole sickness is more terrible. There are many of them. I don't know what the first story is. You know what this? Papa, the other lady did to her. You know what is going on? I don't have the feelings. You are a married woman, you don't have the kids, you don't have the parents, you don't have the child of son and parents, and the child you saw, your neighbor child, I pick up and boom! Don't send my child and parents. I don't know whether you have that feelings. Someone has been 10, 20 years, no child. They wait upon the Lord and the Lord gave the child at the end of the day. So I don't know whether you're facing at this hour. I know myself. And I know the Lord is healing me. And I will be helping now, but gradually, is what? It shall be healed. And when the doctor has finished this stage, they don't know. Anyone that has a lot of success, there is time to what? To face. No matter the level it is, there can be first level you face a minor problem and get higher. So it's what? Our trouble, our studies, our world are there. So many people because the world has brought out their way to live. They are first level and so hard only for everything to have come back and down on work again. Yes, sometimes are fought and they don't hope again. We will look for what? Death. They will never come. We look for death. Death does become a kidney, nothing more again. I bless everything, no hope again, no new things. You see some people they own and grow and maybe they reacted and you judge them on the way they react. They may not be there. That they are that moment. That suffering, that pain, that troubles are taking over that life. So sometimes we look on the side of ourselves, first thing that they find was one another. This guy or this brother or sister, is that really have been behaving before? That's how we solve a problem. If not, what is the problem? Some are very good, they don't like to explain themselves. Except you have closed the campaign or you, but there are millions of people now, they don't have to disappoint them. So you do not trust anybody they need to lean on. So you go to their room and you cry and you cry every day, how are you when you are happy? But in them, they are not happy. So you must say to all these things. We seem to collapse because we are taking so much and not allowing God to be what? To be in charge. Let allow God to be in charge of what? Of our situation. I will tell you, The book of 1 chapter 6 verse 8 already gave me a courage. And I tell my children, brothers, they see as if I don't like things of life. He said, clothing and what? And shelter is all we need. You are comfortable with that. After that one, it's God's privilege. If he gives you wealth today, it's not your making. It's a privilege. The book of Psalms says what? If you live to the world to enjoy that wealth, it's God's grace, not you. So when you have clothes to wear and what, and you have a shelter to stay in, or you have food to eat and clothes to work to put on, the Lord will not be what a happy sermon. There are some signs we need to see when we have, one of dilemma, there are spirit of what we call comparison set in. That was the teacher of Israel doing. They keep on comparing. The situation I've done before was much better than this. Christ is going to bring me here. Let me go to that situation. Today, every time I go to this center of the world, I see people around me. He gave me a seat to say, well, thank you, Father. This is my dad went to eat today. For you to go around and be begging, it's not that thing. It's not easy. Some people have that shame. What you need to say, please give me 10 naira. To stop out the prayer, the shame of everything and say, please, I need £1 or £2 to buy something. It goes a long way. Some are more color than that, night and one place, and then people are jumping to them and perfecting them. They don't need to bring up, which is why we say they should not have to work. Yeah, I don't know if I can, I don't know if I can live in that area. But at that point, we are not going to know that. Some of us could have believed in this kind of things. So these are things we must give us a word of encouragement. There are a lot of stagnation we set in. These are the signs you can see when we want to give up. So we must not give up. When you are trying to give up, when you start comparison, you are about giving up. When you lack stagnation, you are about giving up. Tell us about the signs. We are looking for us to wherever you are going, wherever you are heading to. The sign of what? Giving up. Oh, I'm not going again. I'm tired. If they said that we pass on this way, I will come through it. That shows that what? A sign of what is coming up that you want to give up. And that's why the Bible said two of them are one. For those that are married, let's watch one another. You may be to your husband, you may be to your wife, you may be to your spouse, you may be to anybody. Even to our children. When they want to give up, they want to be a brother. Don't do me, I'm not good. Brother, sister, don't do me, my brother. I say, I don't give up on me. I keep on fighting. Just tell me what I'm going wrong. Let me try to correct it. But I won't achieve the best, I won't wish that things be well done. And I'm going on my own way. You must not give up on me. Don't give up on your children, don't give up on your wife. Even the preachers are here today, you must not give up on me. Because the human being is the problem with the whole human being. He has been speaking a lot of things. It is our duty as a brother and sister to work to encourage one another so that we will not fall some of that. There are no more small days while we are waiting for our victory. Let us continue to sing songs of praises all the time. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 to 18. Let's read that one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6 to 18. He said, rejoice always. And nobody can keep on rejoicing in a time of trouble. You need to be singing songs, melodious songs. If you are full of spirits, I don't know for others, but to me, sometimes I'm full of what is happening to me. I'll just be singing from my heart. When I'm alone, nobody to talk to, nobody there. You keep on singing songs of praise to God. God does our prayer. In the meantime, you deliver your victory in God's name. I don't know, maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But the Lord has not worked for taking me. Two, you must always pray to God always. Contend with Him. Then we will find what? Solace in Him. He will give us comfort in our troubles, in our difficulties. Verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. Let not people communicate to God. Talk to Him. Like I never tell you, my children, and I am a man full of sin of blood. But you are seeing young. Pray along with me and pray. God may have a prayer that guide. That I told them. Hand on my hand, I'm not alone. My hand, I'm not my hand with dirty things. As my people pray on the throne of God, of life. But you are seeing young. You have not gone to that stage. God may have a prayer under what? The family. So let us continue to pray. And God will work. We hear our prayer. We must be grateful, different in every situation. In every situation we face ourselves, we must work. We must be kind. Stand firm in our faith. That one thing that we need to do. Let's trust in God. So I'm going to say Christianity is calm. Christ is calm. He has said to me 2,000 years, he has not come to now. Don't let one destroy us. I don't know whether they have something like that. He has not come to 2,000 years, he has not come to now. It's what? It's calm. Don't let us hold them on that note. Let us fear of God on the faith of God we are hold. Take our hand away from evil, having bad or ill feeling towards one another. You might think of 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 7, if I'm right, 14. He said, seek God, pray to Him, and what? Take your hand away from evil, then I'll give your what? Your land. That's what he said there. You must seek Him. Pray to Him, and take hand away from Him, then we will heal our land. So let us continue to do that, then we will have hope in God. No matter what people say, our reverend families will be harmed. Whatever situation we find ourselves, whatever people say, our world, our blessing of the family will be harmed. I have proposed this sermon by the time to become a of John verse 10. Let's start with Isaiah chapter 51, verse 10. Salon, this is the word I was said to you that high. You should fear not, for I await you. This is enough of love from God. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. In your trouble, in our difficulties, in our trials, in our tribulations, whatever you can name it, in even our sickness, we must not work, we must not lose hope. For God is what? Is our strength. He said, I will strengthen you in this time of trials. If you put all trust in me, put all hope in me, I will strengthen you for you to walk, to overcome it, for you to have the strength to go in above that extra situation. Then, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with what? With my righteous right hand. May God bless you to our ear this morning. Let us go back home. And be more courageous that we will not give up. We will not give up in our trials or tribulations. On that note, I've seen the last story we gave this. Move on, don't be frightened. Lord Jesus on the sun, He shall be well. Move on, don't be frightened. For
thank you very much for the money. The Lord God continues to guide our hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are we ready to rise up for just a moment?